Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the man who's running the education initiative, Dan Hart, joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Susan Fisher, Warren Hardy, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome the program Dan Hart of Dan Hart & Associates. Pleasure to have you back here, sir.
Pleasure to be here, Sam.
So, interesting days. You're running the education initiative. Uh-huh. Any surprise here that the AFL-CIO did not endorse this?
No, I mean, I think people saw it coming. It's a lot of inside politics.
Explain.
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't know exactly why it happened. I do know that Danny Thompson was part of this whole process, was there the day it was filed, has been a supporter of this. In fact, on your show, was a supporter of TEI. What happened between then and now, who knows? But all I can say is nothing's changed in the initiative. So, I think it has a lot to do with politics. But the fact of the matter is, the education initiative isn't dependent upon endorsements. It's not that kind of campaign for the supporters of TEI. It's more about grassroots support. It's about communicating with neighbors and friends and coworkers and family, and making sure that they're aware that there's an opportunity here to fund education better than it has been.
Well, Danny Thompson on the program said that the reason that he was not supporting it, and this was before the vote was taken, a couple of months before, was that this was not what he had signed on for, that the 2% was way higher, that he was looking at 0.8%. You disagree?
Yes, I do. In fact, Danny Thompson made a statement the day it was filed with the Secretary of State up in Carson City supporting it. And the 2% was always there. In fact, Danny Thompson's attorney was the one who came up with that. The 0.8% was a piece of legislation that was in the 2011 session. But that had a companion piece, which was a tax on services, sales tax on services. But 2% has always been there. There's ample evidence of that, and Danny should look for another excuse.
Have you been doing polling on this at this point?
Uh-huh.
And what's the, if you can share some of the polling information?
I'm not going to give you specific, it's very encouraging. Here's the thing. There is widespread support for the education initiative out there. People have a concern about funding for schools, and they see this as an opportunity to fund the schools. Now, the campaign really hasn't been joined. There's been some jousting back and forth. There haven't been ads on TV. There hasn't been, you know, the pointed discussions that we will have going forward. But we still think we have a much more powerful argument. We're talking about, you know, a small tax on big businesses to fund K-12 education. Who isn't in favor of that?
Apparently a lot of people in the business world.
Well, in the business world, Sam, but they only get one vote the way everybody else does. And they're in a vast minority. Some of the arguments they use against this are just kind of ridiculous.
State Senator Craig Estes was in town, both in Las Vegas and Reno.
Sure.
And he was saying...
This is the only place he can draw a crowd. He's not doing it in Texas.
Well, but you know, he's saying, even though Texas is booming, he wishes that they could repeal the margins tax
they
have there.
I'm sure he does. Listen, you can find somebody who has a problem with it. This is a state legislator who couldn't even get a vote in the committee on his proposal to remove it. Governor Rick Perry, one of the most conservative governors, was a guy who proposed the margins tax in Texas. Again, they're really reaching when they go to this guy.
Obviously, you know that the business folks have been saying that there are companies that are thinking about coming to Nevada but are going to wait until after the election to make that decision.
Because, what about Tesla?
Well, and that's the big question. And somebody said to me the other day that the governor's office on economic development could actually put something into the contract and say, you're not affected by this for, say, 10 years. Is that true?
Well, no. Tesla's, the rumor is that Tesla's not coming because of the poor funding for education, the state of our schools. There was an article in the Las Vegas Sun about 2 or 3 weeks ago that they quoted a source at Tesla saying, we didn't know the schools were this bad. We're not going there.
I'm not sure how true that is. In fact, it's kind of interesting because it's the tax environment that seems to be the leading reason why people come here
They're not coming in droves, though, Sam.
And Tesla is certainly not out of the running, according to the governor. The governor was on the program almost 2 weeks ago.
I read in the newspaper. So.
Okay, well, you know, I wrote it down and I read it, so I believe it, you know. But it's going to be interesting because the business community is faced with a situation where they can't be anti-education because they don't want to be seen as anti-education.
But they are.
And the education, the education initiative is going to be what's on the ballot. But they have to put their attention on calling it question three. Margins tax is not going to appear anywhere on the ballot.
Uh-huh. If you go into the Secretary of State's website and it says click here to have access to the questions that are going to be on the ballot, it refers to it as the Education Initiative. That's the way we wrote it. That's the title of it. It is going to be question three on the ballot, but everybody will know it between now and then is the Education Initiative.
When do you think this is going to ramp up as far as the public airwaves? The fall?
Yeah, and I think there's a natural starting place, which is right after the primary. And there'll be a quiescent period during the summer. But certainly when school starts in August and September, this will come to the fore.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dan Hart when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Mother of two young boys, I'm keenly aware that the people most at risk in family court are our children. I have been a leader for giving children a voice in the court system through court-appointed special advocates and emergency foster care. I'm Karen Cafferetta Jenkins, and I'd appreciate your vote for family court judge.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Hart of Dan Hart & Associates. As you look at the lieutenant governor's race, do you see a door opening wider for Lucy Flores at this point in time?
Well, we'll have to see. Which candidate comes out of the Republican primary?
Does it matter if they're both beating each other to heck here?
Oh, I think it matters. It'll tell. I mean, the governor has his pick in that, and if he's unsuccessful, I suspect that it's going to be a different race than if it's Hutchinson. Does she have it? Yeah, she has a chance. Registration numbers are good for Democrats. The National Democratic Party is talking about turnout for this election, and I think that's a wise thing.
Will they come up with the money?
That's a good question, Sam. I don't know. And a lot of it has to do with whether the president is going to use political capital to raise money for that effort, if he's that concerned about the midterm election, which I hope he is.
So you think Barack Obama would come to...
Not necessarily. President. Well, he's going to raise money, and the National Party will put money into states where it's important, like this one.
Aaron Bilbray.
Yes.
Tell me about what happened to this campaign. And does it have a chance of coming back?
Oh, I think so.
It just seems so weak.
I think they get off to a bad start and then they shift
really
the campaign
bad
managers.
Start.
People don't make decisions. You and I follow this religiously, but the average voter doesn't make decisions about that until sometime in maybe September or October. So there's plenty of time between here and there. What matters for that campaign is what happens now or what happens right after the primary and how they get going and how they capture people's imagination and give Democrats hope for that district.
She seems to be having trouble raising money.
But that's a natural thing that happens when you're raising money against an incumbent. She does have some of the national money in. Emily's List is going to be helpful. It depends on how, they can be an incredible force in a campaign, and it depends on how active they're going to be going forward. A lot depends on Mark Mellman came out with some numbers the other day that showed her within 8 points. I think that's shooting distance. I think that's not a terrible place for her to be.
If Joe Heck ends up winning this race again, does he pretty much own that seat?
No, because of the, it depends on what happens with the growth. There's tremendous growth in that district, and whether it's more Democrat, more Republican, more independent. The registration is so close, I don't think anybody's going to own that seat for some time.
The unemployment insurance and Congress trying to make it work so that they can give back pay. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's appropriate at this point in time? If you have gone this much time without that government aid, have you not already adjusted? And if they do come up with something, shouldn't it start from today rather than being backdated to November, December?
Well, there's a lot of people in dire straits out there, a lot of people losing their homes, a lot of people who are behind in payments. And I'm more compassionate about it. And I think that, yes, it should be backdated. It should be prospective or perspective.
So, but what are you going to do with those people? Because if they, you know, and I hate to sound hard-hearted, and I don't mean to be, but, you know, I think if I'm in that situation, no matter whether I got a house or whatever, I have to go find where the work is. I have to go to that place where the work is. And if it's not Las Vegas, 100,000 people have moved here in the last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those people are either retirees or people who are coming here for work. Mm-hmm. The work is here. So what are we going to do with those people that, you know, 100,000 people that are still out of work?
Well, we have to create more jobs, which goes back to, you know.
But aren't we already doing that now? There's $8 billion worth of projects on the table.
Right, but it's on the table. They're not necessarily under construction. And you know, what it depends on what kind of jobs. I mean, you know, listen, the one thing that's clear to me, I think, is that our economy has to evolve. You know, we're not, you know, now Macau is the center of gaming, and it's going to be for some time. And yes, and we're important. That's it's always going to be an important part of our economy, but we do have to broaden. We do have to get companies like Tesla and like Zappos into the state and nurture them and use their leverage to get other companies in of like mind. And in order to do that, I'll go back to my premise is you have to improve education. And until you do, you're not going to be able to do that effectively.
You know, it's interesting. Everybody talks about economic diversification. The gaming industry is such a huge part of Las Vegas, but they have evolved. I mean, last night I was up on the high roller and going down the quad. These are non-gaming activities, but they bring in lots of money. I mean, it's stunning. You know, to get a bottle of water on the high roller is $7. So they
captive are audience.
Right, they are diversifying within their own industry.
Sure.
So I think that's the road for economic diversification. I think it would be fantastic if we were to get a Tesla, and everything's crossed. Still on the table, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. I got a funny feeling I'm going to be seeing a lot of you this year.
Let's hope so.
I certainly do. Dan Hart, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Sleep on a new iComfort mattress for only $1 a day?
Yes, during the Memorial Day mattress event at Sleep More.
Own a beautiful new 2014 iComfort for only $30 a month. That's just $1 a day.
With 0% financing until 2020. That's over 5 years.
Experience the all-new and improved 2014 iComfort models with dual-effect gel memory foam.
Plus free same-day delivery and 0% financing until 2020.
Just $1 a day. Sleep more at More Furniture for Less.
Carson City Jeep has a great selection of the most awarded SUV ever, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Why buy anywhere else than at Carson City Jeep? Sales tax is less in Carson City, you always get more for your trade-in, and at Carson City Jeep, we start with lower prices. Like a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for just $31,000. A Jeep Patriot Sport 4x4, only $20,000. It's better at Carson City Jeep, where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel as well. We're in Hardy is here, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group, Susan Fisher, Government Affairs Group, Vice President for McDonald Carano Wilson, and John Sandy IV, attorney and lobbyist with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas. Now, this story by the time this airs will have happened about a week ago, but the hot news this morning is that Blackstone Group bought the Cosmopolitan from Deutsche Bank for $1.73 billion. That's about $0.73 billion more than Phil Ruffin would have offered. Your thoughts on this? Because this property is still losing money, yet it's one of the hottest properties on the Strip.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's huge news, and especially at that number. And I think that's a great sign for where we're headed as an economy, as a city. Obviously, the folks with the Blackstone Group, they have advisors that are a lot smarter than I am and projections about what this market can handle and what it's going to do. And obviously, for them to offer a number like that, they think there's good things in the future.
Well, as the property continues to lose money, it's because the gaming side is not up where it should be, which should be around 35% of gross revenues. So they've got to bring somebody in who thinks that they can fix that gaming floor.
Yeah, there's really a limited number of operators that really have the experience to handle that type of capacity. And you're right, I think for that property to actually get into the black, it needs to up its gaming numbers. I know it's doing really well with all the non-gaming revenues that are coming in, but to make it a home run for the group, they need to bring in an operator.
And it's interesting, what's very positive for the market is that when the M Resort was sold, it went for 23 cents on the dollar. This is closer to 45 cents on the dollar, so just values alone are looking better.
Yeah, I think it's a strong indicator of what's going on in Nevada. Las Vegas, certainly Southern Nevada, is bouncing back very quickly in Nevada and the economy in general. There are a lot of new office buildings now being built, some really, really high-end office buildings, too, and that's another strong indicator.
How are your people responding?
Well, you know, I think it's a good sign from the construction industry. I think it's, as John indicated, and I guess Susan as well, I mean, it's a strong indicator that things are turning around. I mean, who'd have thought we'd ever think 40 cents on the dollar was, you know, a great, you know, an overpay? But I think these are smart people who have done their homework and done the analysis, and I think it's a very good sign. And we're seeing that across the board, though. We're out of the rough. We're rough as time. We're moving forward.
And Susan, you have a request for the new owners?
I hope they find some way to buffer the sound from their party deck, the pool deck, because if you're staying in the Aria and you're on that side of the Aria, it can be a little bit noisy.
To say the least.
I hope they fix
that.
Yeah, you're the party animal.
Well, and talking about the changes of Las Vegas, last night my wife and I went to the High Roller and experienced that, which is a fun ride, even taller than the London Eye now. But to see the Quad just packed, I mean, on a Wednesday night, a 45-minute wait to get into the Yard House, a lot
it's
of
great.
People going through there.
Yeah,
the venues are amazing down there in that area, and what they've done. I was fortunate enough to go to Brooklyn Bowl and experience that, and just that whole the energy that's down there is really a great thing for Las Vegas.
And that's a bowling alley as well as a restaurant and a
concert venue.
Well.
It was amazing. I had a great concert there and got to bowl a few rounds and just had a great time. It's a great venue.
And MGM must be looking at this and just grinning because their project, $100 million, is even bigger.
They got to feel good about it. Everybody that has a property or an interest down there has to feel good about the direction things are going.
The other thing that's cool, too, is that the age has dropped now. The median age of people is now in the mid-40s. As against 50 to dead, which it was for so many years.
That's a good way to put it. 50
but
to dead.
It's true, right?
Yeah.
And other gaming jurisdictions like Reno have got to get that message that you've got to put in other things because gambling's like whiskey, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the Grand Sierra has made a great start at that. It'll be interesting to see what the new owners, maybe not so new now, do with John Esquaga's Nugget. I know they're undergoing a major remodel, and I haven't been to Northern Nevada in a while to see what they're doing there.
Well, they're putting in a Gillies. That's the first thing they're doing, and that's a
younger
marketplace.
Crowd,
younger crowd, and a fun place to go. I was just over at Treasure Island a few days ago, and in the Gillies there, Phil Ruffin owns the franchise for Nevada. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a great property for North Nevada.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about pot. So it's just amazing to me, and I haven't had a chance to talk with you Southern Nevada folks about what's going on, but it seems like almost every lobbying firm has one, if not more, clients of people who want to get involved in this.
Well, yeah, I mean it's the hot item of the day, and so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, there's so much interest in it for so few limited licenses. It's going to be interesting to see how the regulation and everything plays out in terms of how to award those.
From a law firm point of view, you have to look at this and go, well, okay, this is a huge opportunity, but this is going to create a lot of problems as we go through this.
It can indeed. It can indeed. And our firm really struggled with it on whether or not we would pursue and or accept a medical marijuana client just because of some of the legal questions and all, and how is it going to play out down the road. We do have one. We feel very comfortable with this particular client. And what's interesting to me is the amount of money that's being spent, not just on the lobbyists and the legal side and everything, but going out and actually purchasing property now, doing contracts, purchasing property before they've been awarded a license. Just, you know, betting on the come.
Sounds like Genting in South Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very, very similar. I mean, you gotta be non-risk adverse. You got to be willing to take a risk to move forward and be successful in this application. And there's a lot to come in the next few months.
I could talk about this for hours, but I'm starting to get the munchies. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers if this time out.
The Social Security disability application process, it often leads to only one thing: anger. Denial after denial. How else are you going to feel? You need real answers, and you need them now. Don't get angry. Get results. I'm David Allen.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
If you're a healthcare provider and injured at work, you deserve Kathleen Sigurdson's hands-on legal expertise.
The Michael Hull Spring RV Sale at Cabela's is going on May 16th through 25th on I-80 next to Boomtown. Get thousands in discounts on 2014 closeouts, new and used Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Get the highest allowance for trade-ins and the lowest interest rates available in the industry with terms up to 240 months. Michael Hull has discounted 10 trailers starting at $9,995. Travel trailers starting at $11,995. Trade-ins welcome, pay for or not. It's the Michael Hull Spring RV Sale at Cabela's going on May 16th through 25th on I-80 next to Boomtown. Don't miss this one.
Is your smog check and registration due? Take care of both at Instant Smog. Our four convenient locations feature easy in and out access with room for your RV. Instant Smog. For a location near you, go to InstantSmogReno.com.
Stay connected. Find News 4 on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus.
On our next broadcast, the irrepressible George Harris will join us. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.